funny things that I remember when I'm feeling.
It's now 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program live from the Philadelphia International Airport today.
Ooh, runway 9 cool. or left.
Runway 9 or left.
9 or 9 or.
Just saw this fellow driving across the runway. Apparently, he's moderately inebriated.
Inebriated?
As
alcohol. As am I.
Imagine that. Someone in Philly having a little too much to drink and getting out of control.
As Roberto would say, alcohol was rumored to be a factor in
dude,
the event.
Dude breaks through the chain link fence and goes on a 5-minute joyride on runway 9 or left as the airplane is getting a full passenger jet is getting ready to touch down.
Cool.
They pulled out and got out of the way and chased this guy for 5 minutes until they got him out.
So the plane pulled up and went around again?
Plane pulled up and went around again.
Yeah. What did the, be interested to hear what went on in the cockpit and also what the captain said to the passengers on the plane. That's never a comfortable feeling.
Yeah.
No.
They have the audio from the air traffic controller going, what's going on down there on runway 9 or left? We're not sure. We're trying to track him down now. And then they tell the plane to pull up and then they go in hot pursuit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's some 24-year-old. You look at this guy and you're like, yep, that fits.
Okay, so if you really, excuse me, were good at your job, you would not have told us about the audio.
I just realized the story seconds ago.
Seconds ago.
And then when we started the hour, you mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
So I'll go see if I can find it for you.
All right, what a hero you are, Richie. Rich McFadden, hero of the day. Jennifer Horn, heroine of the day. Roberta Fasanelli, well, she's the queen of cheap. How much more credit does she deserve? The
Freebie Friday!
All right, so what do we have in the Freebie Friday box?
We have lots of free stuff! We have actually free activities for your kids this weekend, which is always a good thing to have. And we have lots of free sample things that that you can order online and get delivered to your mailbox. So we'll tell you all about that.
So, Jennifer, in the television world, there are interesting things brewing. I see
big news.
Yeah, like what's the big news?
Big story today. I'm going to tell you about Nicolette Sheridan. She just took the stand yesterday against Mark Cherry, the creator of Desperate Housewives, who slapped her allegedly on set.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh. But the Star Trek star coming back to TV.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
Terry,
really?
Looks like Terry O'Quinn has a new job, too.
He does. I've got that.
That guy works a lot now.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Lost
has been very, very good to
him. Right. Okay, so a group of mothers who fought against Ellen DeGeneres. Remember the controversy last month about JCPenney hiring?
Yeah.
Have you seen those spots?
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere. They're
awesome.
Great spots.
Really well
done.
They're
funny spots, too, yeah.
Well-produced things. Anyway, so this group called the Million Mom Group has now taken off on Toys R Us. They want Toys R Us to stop stocking Archie comics. Because the latest edition, Life with Archie, number 16, features the gay wedding of character Kevin Keller to Clay, a man he met in a military hospital after being wounded in the armed services.
Wow. Not only are we tackling gay marriage, but also gays in the military. Interesting.
Wow.
There we go.
Stuff for Archie.
Unfortunately, children are now being exposed to same-sex marriage in your toy store. The last place a parent would expect to be confronted with a question from their children, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. No, I can't do that. Sorry. can't. Edit, Richie, I edited myself.
Good job.
Well, one of Victoria's friends has two dads, and we're invited to their wedding in a couple of months.
Yeah, are you going to go?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get them?
Did they adopt her, or did one of the dads try out the other side of the street? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one of them was previously married.
The CEO of Archie Comics, John Goldwater, released a statement saying, quote, as I've said before, Riverdale is a safe, welcoming place that does not judge anyone. It's an idealized version of America that will hopefully become reality someday. We're sorry that the American Family Association and the 1 Million Moms feel so negatively about our product, but they have every right to their opinion, just like we have the right to stand by ours. Kevin Keller will forever be a part of Riverdale, and he will be a happy, long life. He'll have a happy, long life, free of prejudice, hate, and narrow-minded people. So said John Goldwater. All right?
I had no idea Archie was so progressive. Honestly, yeah, really didn't.
I would have thought.
I always thought.
I mean, anybody walks around with his best friend's name's Jughead.
Yeah.
You'd have thought. You know.
Okay, so next up on the hit parade, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden have all, every one of us, successfully given it to the man.
Yeah.
We have struck out.
Wow. Up yours.
We have gone to Google and we have won.
That's right.
Nab them. Bash them. That sounds a little violent.
When I deleted my web history, I went, booyah, Google.
Duh.
I did mine. Jennifer and I just went through and we did
booyah.
It. Richie, you
already did mine, yep.
You did yours, Roberta?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So shall we tell people one more time how to do this?
Absolutely.
It's pretty easy. Richie, would you like to take the front and center lead on this? Or Jennifer?
Well, I don't have the instructions in front of me.
It's
but
just google.com/history.
Yeah,
and sign in and press delete.
You have to sign in. That's what I didn't do. I had to sign in.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't sign in, it doesn't know who you are.
You go to the Google homepage.
Which
you
is
sign
kind of the funny thing
account.
About this anyway. I mean, if you know, people are getting all crazy. Oh my God, they're going to be looking at me. Well, only when you're signed in and using their services. And then when you are signed in and using their services, you simply hit delete, and it will anonymize you.
Anonymize you?
Anonymize you. That's a very
word?
Nice word.
Yeah. Anonymize. Check that out, Roberta. Will you please see if that's a legitimate
anonymize.
Word? Anonymize.
I have been anonymized.
I'm going to the car wash to get my car anonymized.
If you were learned.
Oh! Look at this.
The technical skills.
Here comes the booyah.
You would know there's actually a piece of software that you
really
can buy called an anonymizer.
I am the anonymizer.
Last night, I have one. I know what did not happen at the McFadden household last night.
What's that?
There was
so
no
Janet.
Beer consumed. No beer consumed at the McFadden house last night.
You noticed the dull thud at my arrival yesterday? That was the night that I was... There was beer consumed on Wednesday night.
All right, so you click the drop-down menu next to your name in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. You click Account Settings, find the Services section. Under that, there's a section that reads View, Enable, Disable Web History. Click on the link next to the one that reads Go to Web History, and then you click on Remove All Web History. That pauses it, which is what I just learned. So you can check that out because Google has unveiled their new, and these are pretty controversial, privacy changes affecting those of you who have anything in the Google platform, which would include but not be limited to YouTube activity, Gmail, Google Documents, Google Voice. They have 60 different products. And the folks at Google believe you are stupid enough to think or believe them when they tell you they're using this to provide you with better service. I always love it when they're redoing a store to better serve you. No, to make more money.
Sure. And what's wrong with that?
Not
you have a problem
thing.
With that?
Not a thing. And
what did you become such
what do you
a
want?
Communist?
Wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Now he's going to put words in my mouth.
No.
That's what communists do. You're the communist,
just
not me.
Just because you're wearing red today doesn't mean you're the commie.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it as long as it's transparent. As long as they are upfront with you as to what they are doing, and they give you the ability to turn it on and off, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
Because I understand that when you buy this company and that company and this company, and all of a sudden you're trying to manage all this information, that's when bad things can happen.
Yep.
So what they're doing is a reorganization so that they are looking at one set of information instead of 30.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
Good.
I went in and turned it off. You went in and turned it off.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It is good. Anybody have any problems, you can call us for reference or support or help. 800-510-8255. Because heavens knows, we know what's going on.
Duh.
Check out the story. We actually have all of this privacy rule explanation at DougSteffen.com.
Yuck so much.
Along with a story about hackers. Hackers and their success. Here's something. This comes up about every year, and it always amazes me that people are as silly as they are about this. The password for more people, more accounts than anything else is password.
Yeah.
No, are you kidding me?
No, Tommy.
I'm not
so
kidding
dumb.
You. By, I'm not talking by a little. By a long shot.
Sure.
It's password.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, folks, do yourself a favor. Come up with something that's unique
to
you.
Use your pet's name or something.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, right.
Something.
The street where you were
Buddy,
born.
Buddy, 123.
Mm-hmm. So that story at DougStefan.com today. Changing your password. Time to do it is right now. We have a poll at DougStefan.com. How often do you change your password for online accounts? A, once or more a month. B, at least once every 6 months. C, every year or so. D, I rarely change my password. E, I've never changed my password. All right? Help yourself to the poll. Give you the results of the poll from yesterday.
How many of your passwords do I know?
Couple.
Okay. Not all of them, though.
No.
You're not that dumb, right?
I'm not that dumb, Reese. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Proceed.
Right. No. Thank you. May I proceed now?
Yes.
We have the results of our poll about Davy Jones's songs. What was your favorite? We'll do that in a few minutes. Michael Nesmith has said some pretty interesting things about Davy Jones, and we'll get to that as well. Plus, as we acknowledged a few moments ago, the Queen of Cheap, Jennifer Horne, checks out television, all coming up here on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you crabs, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It's 21 after on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Always good to hear this song, even though it's as sad that he's gone.
I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring.
Lead singer on this song.
What's it ring? And I rise.
4 weeks at number one.
Of my my shaven razor's cold and it sings.
Goosebumps.
Recognizable voice.
Ah, yeah. That's the song that tells such a wonderful story. It's the only number one that had his voice as the lead on. It stayed on top of the charts for 4 weeks. Davy Jones had 9 albums with the Monkees, and then there were 2 more reunion albums, one in the 80s and one in the 90s. Their first 5 albums were all multi-platinum. They also had 3 number one singles. 3 more that made the top 5, 6 more that made it into the top 10. The solo artist, Davy Jones, released 5 albums. A couple were concert albums, came out in the 80s. A Christmas album came out in the early 90s. Had a dozen singles after the Monkees broke up, but none of them were anywhere near as successful, nearly as successful.
I just need to break away and be on my own, guys.
Yeah,
I need to be a monkey.
Did they still get along?
I think they did. I was reading Roberta.
Roberta, you know,
found. Well, we were talking about Michael Nesmith,
right?
And what he said, and he was actually pretty profound. He wrote, "All the lovely people, where do they all come from? So many lovely and heartfelt messages of condolence and sympathy. I don't know what to say except my sincere thank you to all of you. I share and appreciate your feelings, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. While it's jarring and sometimes seems unjust or strange, this transition we call dying and death is a constant in the mortal experience that we all know, but we really don't know much about it. I am of the mind that it is a transition, and I carry with me a certainty of the continuity of existence. While they don't exactly know what happens in these times, there is an ongoing sense of life that reaches into my mind, and then it pushes far out beyond the near horizons of mortality. That David has stepped beyond my view causes me the sadness that it does many of you. I will miss him, but I won't abandon him to mortality. I will think of him as existing within the animating life that ensures existence. I will think of him and his family with that gentle regard in spite of all the contrary appearances to the mortal plane. David's spirit and soul live well in my heart among all the lovely people who remember me, who remember with me the good times and the healing times." That's pretty profound.
He was always the deep one, Mike Nesmith.
And I said this earlier when going through some of this. I feel the same, frankly. The discussion about energy that we always kind of get into when we think seriously about death. The poll yesterday, and you carried this on Facebook, I think, too, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite Davy Jones Monkey song, "Hello, Daydream Believer," got 58% of the yes votes.
Lamb's Light on Facebook, yeah.
21% said the theme from the Monkees. 12% said Valerie.
Here we come.
And so, here we are, the Monkees. There they are.
Everyone we meet.
Drums.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. People say we monkey around. We're too busy singing.
Too busy singing.
To put anybody down.
As they were always happy, and that's what people want. It serves a
fun.
Very important purpose in life.
Yeah.
It's one of they are members of the LSD troupe, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Laughing, singing, dancing. That was the lifestyle of the Monkees. 28 after on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from and even the emotion that's involved in it we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap in a moment. Jennifer will update us on some of the important television news for the weekend, what you will see, what you will hear. Rich will continue to stir things up and be annoying.
That's my job.
And I will be the leader of the band, as is my want to do, following my big dreams of someday being a successful radio personality. That's
Isn't it
my
cute
dream.
How he still thinks he's the leader, Jennifer?
Can I make this dream come true is the question. I believe in high achievement. I believe in all of us doing our best. It is a good reflection on the framework of our expectations for us in the long run to do the best we possibly can. I have aimed the missile of the Good Day program as high as I possibly can. I'd had the courage to follow my dreams, and it has been the day-to-day work here in the trenches of Radio Row. I have worked to attain my destiny, thinking big. It's the big Good Day program, no longer just the little show that could. It's the big.
The big.
The big Good Day program.
Where's our
shoe? We have that. You. That, what is that, that audio device you have there that gives us the echo? The big.
The big, yeah, I can I can make you sound big.
Can you really?
Mm-hmm.
I do sound big.
Yeah, but I can make
you sound
bigger.
You can make me sound bigger. Bigger, right,
bigger.
Exactly.
Bigger. Bigger.
Are you going to do that before or after we listen to the audio from Philadelphia?
We're going to listen to the audio this
morning. All right, so here's the story. There is the, this, if you haven't heard the story yet, some 24-year-old drunk got onto the runway at Philadelphia International Airport and just driving his car around. The plane's landing and they have to pull up. So there's audio that exists of the air traffic control folks, the tower, back and forth of planes, what's going on. It's pretty interesting conversation. So here we have some of the raw audio from the Philadelphia circumstances that presented themselves with an opportunity for pilots to use their skills.
Yeah, 3137, I've got a target on the runway. Go around.
Roger, going around. 3137.
I don't see anything, but I'm looking there. About halfway down the runway.
Yeah, there is something.
Okay, I'm not talking. An airport vehicle on runway 9 or right?
Okay, that's 1512. Is it just inside of Sozy?
Brickyard 30, flighting 180, maintain 3000.
180, 3000 for Brickyard 3137.
Longer, we got some go arounds on the way, not a rest. It'll be just a moment.
Roger. Texas 1512, Gully Tower, continue.
Hard to tell what it was, but you want us to go to departure?
Brickyard 3137, it's a vehicle. And he's high speed rate. Flighting 180, maintain 3000. You got traffic at 10 o'clock, so make it a 240 heading now.
All right, 240 on the heading down, 3,000 for care, 31, 37.
All right, Richie, stop the tape for just a second. Hold on just for a second. We'll go back to it. You have to understand, you know, in order for you to get the picture, the total imagery in your mind, think these guys are in a room that is completely closed off. There are two people in the conversation here beside the pilot. There are actually three people. The pilots of the planes that are landing and taking off. A guy who's in air traffic control who's watching on a screen the positioning of all the planes that are coming into the airport, and he's handing them off or taking them on depending on the level. There are various gradient levels, and at 3,000 feet and below, they take control down to, I think, 1,200 feet, where the tower takes control, because by 1,200 feet, you can see the plane. Otherwise, if you don't have a ceiling of 1,200 feet, you're not going to land. So the tower takes it at 1,200 feet, but 3,000, there's a guy who's in this air traffic control booth that can only see screens. He can't see anything else. So he can't see the runway. The guy in the tower can see the runway. So you're hearing these various voices. I just wanted to understand the relationship between all the voices.
One other thing I never knew is that they have radar for the ground as well.
Oh, yeah.
Not only what's in the air, but they see everything that's on the ground.
Right.
So when one guy's looking at the screen, he's like...
Well, they don't know what it is. They just know there's some movement. There's some object.
Like, what in the world is this?
Yeah, exactly. I see an object on the runway. What the heck is it? All right, so keep going with the audio.
By the way, this guy's name is Kenneth Richard Mazick.
Right.
24 years old.
Also known as Dumbass.
And just looks like a punk. I mean, just a total punk. Yeah.
So we hold short runway 9 left. We're not moving anybody until we find this guy.
No kidding.
So everybody's in a holding pattern now.
Not your fault. No problem.
Thanks. Cactus 1512, approach clearance canceled. Flight heading 180, maintain 2,000.
180 on the heading. And 2,000, Cactus 15.
So they're trying to manage the planes that are over the airport. Yep. That's what they're doing.
It's got Philly busted through 10? A gate.
Airport 10, Philly. We got a rogue vehicle in the air. Is at the intersection of Sierra and 27 right at the approach runway 27 right right now.
Airport 10, permission to cross runway 8 and pursue a vehicle.
Airport 10 approved. Cross the runway. Everybody stop.
Giving the guy on the ground now.
Airport 10, be advised, also have police responding as well. Can they cross runway 27 right and get in some direction?
He's heading right for you. He's on 27 left. So he's on 27 right right now, heading down 27 right. You should be able to see him off your left right now.
Charlie Simpson, 4086. I don't trust this guy. Are you okay if we pull off the runway here in case he comes right at us?
Hey, Wisconsin 4086, can you make the right turn off the runway there?
Chicken.
Yes, we can.
Make the right turn, and you guys need to clear the runway, make a 180 to hold short.
It's a movie.
180 to hold 4086.
This is like out of that.
Remember that 3137, flight 27.
3137.
That's the guy on the plane.
Okay,
3137.
Yeah.
How drunk do you have to be to not realize you were on a runway?
Oh, I think he realized.
I think
it.
He wanted to be there.
I think he thought it was fun.
Oh, he thought it was funny. He liked it.
I think.
So you're gonna have to probably go in the hole for a little bit.
Okay, no problem.
How stupid do you have to be, though?
Left just huge caution. The vehicle is heading your direction right now. He's on runway 9 left. The car chasing him. You should see him passing off your left side now.
Wave.
What do you think is going through this guy's head?
No, we're not moving anybody right now, Southwest. Sorry.
Southwest.
The vehicle's
on the 9 left now.
They're on schedule,
and they got the time to a rolling
get
to
Disney World.
roadblock there for him. So you might have to down the hole. We'll let you know.
Okay, but now here's the scenario. I just looked this up. Philadelphia International has about 40 planes. The traffic. Is that how much more is there?
We're not moving anybody until you guys get that guy.
That's a friend of our 410.
They get him here in a minute, so it's about done.
All right. So I just looked this up. Philadelphia Air Traffic Control runs through about 40 some odd planes an hour. Yeah. That is takeoffs and landings. So there are 20-some-odd planes on the ground ready to take off. And there's another, as the planes come in, they're being held over the airport. So they keep stacking them up. They have to slow them down. So let's say you're flying from Chicago to Philadelphia, and somewhere over Harrisburg you start doing your descent. And then you hear, wait a minute, We got to slow you down. So what it does is it confounds, in this circumstance, pretty much the whole eastern corridor of the country. They have to slow everything down because everything relates to everything else. They put, this is one of the most fascinating things to study, how the air traffic control system works. Everything is dependent on where everything else is in the stack and the speeds that they are traveling. They can make accommodations, like if when I came back from Los Angeles to New York the other day, we did it in a little over 4 hours, and normally it takes about 20 minutes longer than that, but because there weren't a lot of headwinds, the plane's making better time. The other night when I went back to Boston, back to Los Angeles from Boston, it was the other way around. Coming from L.A. to Boston, we were doing 700 miles an hour because the wind behind us was just pushing, woof, the plane. It was one of the fastest trips I've ever made across the country that way. But the air traffic control computers have to make sure that whatever is in that trail, let's say you're at 36,000 feet, and you're doing 700 miles an hour, and there's somebody in front of you that's only doing 640, all right, and he's at the same level. They got to get that plane, they move it up or down to get it out of the way of you if you're doing 700, or they'll slow you down, one or the other. It's the same as a highway. But it's so intricate, and it's so fascinating to see these screens and how they keep up with all of this stuff. Or in some instances, the computers do all the work. They're not there. The computers judge where the planes are, and they tell the planes that maybe on autopilot to slow down or go faster, and or to go in a different direction. They'll tell the pilots.
And this is a 40-year-old system, keep in mind.
Yeah, this is an old system.
Yeah.
What's made it more modern, Richie, is that the airlines have gotten better equipment in the manufacturers,
planes, right?
Better equipment in the planes.
You want to hear something hysterical?
No.
After they catch the guy?
Yeah.
They're contemplating what they should do next, and they decide that they should do a runway check. So
we'll definitely do runway checks. They'll have to do all of them.
Copy that.
Because he went down 9 right, 9 left, 17. The only runway he didn't hit was 8.
Oh my God.
So they want to make sure there's no debris on the runway.
Right.
That's what they got to make sure. It's a really fascinating system, but it surely screwed up the system for a while.
Listen to this.
And the guy's laughing.
Yeah.
Must have been going about over 100 miles an hour.
A drunk guy in his car is going 100 miles an hour down the runway.
Yeah.
Wow. Good Lord. Okay. There it is. The story
of
the...
We can laugh because nobody got hurt.
Nobody
got
hurt.
It just caused some delays, but still. Oh, man.
Okay. Roberta, let us deal with the tons of freebies because it is Fun Friday.
Freebie Friday.
The queen of cheese.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster
fire.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, let's start with a free ebook about how to clean without using harsh chemicals. It's an ebook on money-saving vinegar cleaning solutions and tips. And I'll tell you, white vinegar is the best cleaning product
around.
We
use it all the time.
And this free ebook will tell you exactly how to do it and save tons and tons of money. You know, really, when you're buying cleaning products, you buy that bottle.
Since we changed to baking powder, vinegar,
everything rises.
And lemons, no more of those $7 or $8 bottles of cleaning chemicals.
Just save the bottle that all those cleaning chemicals came in because those spray bottles are really good and make your own stuff. And this book will tell you exactly how to use it. Auntie Ant's has free pretzel day, and that's tomorrow, March 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can get a free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel. I love Auntie Ant's pretzels. Oh, my goodness. When I go into Penn Station, they smell so good. But they're too many calories, so I don't eat them. But they are good. Now, we've got a ton of free samples for you from a free quart of Clark & Kensington paint at Ace Hardware tomorrow. Pantene Aqualite hair sample, a Snorex pillowcase liner. Apparently, this is like a lavender herbal type thing you stick in your pillowcase, and it's supposed to prevent you from snoring. Whether or not it works, I don't know, but it smells good. Allergies drops, they're a sample that help with your allergies for the spring. We have more hair products for you, diaper rash ointment for you. It's all listed at DougStefan.com in the Queen of Cheap section. And we also have free kids events happening this weekend. The Disney Store has a scavenger hunt for Mickey Mouse tomorrow. from 10:30 to 1. Home Depot has you can build a race car tomorrow from 9 to 12. And Pottery Barn Kids has a Dr. Seuss celebration, I guess in celebration of the new Dr. Seuss movie coming out. And that starts today through Sunday at 3:30. And you'll find all these great things listed at the DougStephan.com website. We also have worried about Vitacost.com, a new website. You can save tons of money there. You can get all your better household essentials, your health and beauty aids, your vitamins, your supplements, even natural and organic foods, all at up to 50% off. Plus, if you spend $49, you get everything shipped to your door free. You save time, you save money, and that's all at Vitacost.com. Vitacost.com, great website.
In a moment, Roberta steps aside and Jennifer gets into the hot seat. We'll review what's on television tonight and through the weekend, plus any good juicy television gossip that's floating around. That's next here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, Jen, let's check the news of the world of the big screen. That's not
the little screen.
It's the medium-sized screen.
The medium screen.
Yeah.
All right, Nicolette Sheridan was in court in Los Angeles yesterday. She told jurors that she was shocked and humiliated after being struck in the head by Desperate Housewives creator Mark Cherry. It was on the set, and they got into some kind of altercation, and Nicolette Sheridan reenacted the event. Yeah. And said that she, and actually cried.
Did Michael Bolton come in and slap her instead of the guy?
Oh, no. Bad.
Didn't she date him?
She did. She was actually, might have been married to him. I'm not sure. But anyway, she's looking for money and damages from Mark Cherry.
I thought she got $6 million out of it.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think yet. Okay. This is what they're in court over. And Mark Cherry will take the stand and give his side of the story.
Yeah, the trial just started, so.
Okay. Yeah, he apologized to her, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep an eye on the situation. I know you like when we say that. All right, the Friars Club has announced their next roastee, and guess who it is?
The ever-present.
Yeah.
Betty
White. How fun is that? 90 years old, she's getting roasted. That would be the next one up on May 16th.
She's pretty
She can give it back.
Rough.
She can go.
Yeah.
And lastly, Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock, will be joining the Big Bang Theory in a guest role.
Oh, that'll be hysterical.
Yeah.
Those guys will freak out with him on the show.
Okay, that's the story. Jennifer did a good job. We're all trying to do a good job here on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Tom Parsons, who's the Newt Gingrich of travel, is here from bestfares.com. He'll be updating us on some of the special deals. What will happen in the air that will be special? Actually, we ought to probably bring him, Richie, to the Philadelphia airport for a moment or two.
I'm sure he would have loved that little fiasco.
Yeah, well, he may have been, it would have been him maybe 25, 30 years ago, in fact. All right, so Tom is here with the deals of the week. You can find a lot of them at DougStefan.com. We'll give you the details in a moment here on Good Day. Oh, yeah!
To join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get to Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. First, you heard the story about the Philadelphia airport and the guy driving drunk on the runway. From your perspective, what does that do to air traffic when they have to hold up planes for an hour or so? You know, either they send them to another airport because they're running low on fuel, or they just keep going around over the airport. But I was talking earlier about how that stacks up pretty much the system all across the country. If one airport has a problem, everybody has to either dodge it, go around it, or slow down, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they definitely want to probably do it. You know, some of these planes lately have been flying with, you know, less fuel than they have in the past.
Yeah.
So they're probably diverting faster than they ever have before, too.
Yeah.
And so, again, I would just say the best thing, just clear the planes going to that airport. Really, that's what it comes down to. Just take them down or don't let them come in. So once they get that mess cleaned up, nothing to and from, nothing leaving that airport, nothing going to that airport, then it gets back to normal. Mm. You know, it's in this case, though, they have a few, you know, what was the airport again?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Philadelphia. I mean, it's a pretty good-sized airport.
Yeah, 40 or so up and downs an hour is the average. I just looked it up. Yeah, right. So, all right, so let's Continental's going away. What does that mean to the average traveler who's in those hubs? I mean, United has owned Continental for over a year, so what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is the fact that even though Continental and United have been doing almost similar pricing, the inventory hasn't always been the same. In other words, United has its set of inventory. Continental had its set of inventory. Yes, they were matching each other's fares. If you were still trying to fly United or vice versa, Continental, sometimes you would go on the internet, like bestfares.com or anybody, and find Continental selling that same planes, that same everything, maybe for $50 cheaper than United, or United selling it for $50 cheaper than Continental. Well, those errors or those inventory adjustments won't be there anymore. So that's just one less guy in the airline to offer his airfares.
One less competitor.
Yeah.
So you pay more, ultimately. The cost of fuel has caused what to happen to prices this week?
I still think everything between now and April until the weekend after Easter, it's going to start getting pretty ugly. I mean, you're going to need at least a 10-day for, you know, there's very little airfare sales this weekend, maybe Virgin. Actually, I think Virgin America is probably becoming a much cheaper airline than Southwest is.
Yeah.
Southwest is
very expensive. The same price.
Well, Southwest, if you look at the airfares, it's going from two markets somewhere else. And not with a Southwest. You'll pay more if you fly Delta, Continental, or somebody else. So
yeah.
Still got to thank Southwest for some things.
Not a lot, though. All right. Thank you, Tom. Check out his best fares at bestfares.com through...